night. Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded, Education Talk. L.A. Tom, thank you for your call last time. 844-967-2789. When it comes to the teacher shortage, who's abandoning whom? Joanna Rosato, Educators Amplified, co-author of this piece in Ed Week. Oh, man, you know, we've been kind of putting this out there and saying, like, what an opportunity as we come back to school to really say, look, the system, the machine, Pink Floyd said this, let's throw those out. Let's move away. Let's reclaim. Let's take advantage of it, recognizing teaching and learning is probably one of the most base human interactive connective opportunities. And so when we think about this, I said, you know, I really want people to recognize what, for me, this helped to go is when we talk about solutions, of which Johnny and I typically criticize most of the solutions for the teacher shortage. You know, when we hear that, hey, anybody can teach, you know, in fact, you know, it's such a crisis right now. In fact, we need to let anybody teach. You know what? It makes sense though, in your piece, Joanna, with you and Michael, because actually a solution in the business capital model of people who aren't licensed, really good, awesome human connectors, you don't need them. So in one sense, you know what, if we keep the system in place, we will solve the shortage with replacing teachers with other than, you know, any of those who want to, whether, you know, you have a desire to, you know, you think you can do this job, but you know, the solutions actually, when we find less than qualified people for being teachers, well, in this system, you don't need qualified teachers. I want to reclaim the school year, Joanna. I want qualified teachers. The way we do that is that human condition connection. Is that what I'm reading and feeling as I read this piece?
Yeah, and it's asking us to even think further. So people can hear too the human connection and think that it is solely about relationships, but we are talking about having a system that supports human functioning across the board, meaning the environments we're in, the policies and practices we use, all of that. I think that it's a good time to reflect and recognize, as all this stuff has been added on, there's just been like confusion. And the structure of school itself can actually be stress inducing. Okay. So when we talk about like things always in a rush and we've got to do this here and have this there and, you know, times and lots of changing schedules and structures, and there's this emergency and that emergency, like right there, just hearing me talk about that, like, does that set the conditions for the best human functioning? When people feel like they're at the bottom of something in a top-down management structure, is that priming you for your best human functioning? So we're asking to look at that and be like, if we really want people to function their best, then we have to look at whole as a whole. How do we develop an educational structure in governance and operations that is actually supportive of harmony and balance, and things that are supportive of human functioning?
Man, I don't know, Johnny, what do you think about this human function? I see you. You're like, Johnny's like, bring it on, man. Bring it on, Johnny Lupinacci.
Human function, please. I couldn't agree more. And you know, for our listeners, and I'll just kind of be short because I'm exhausted as an educator. I think I'm not alone. But the places where I find real hope, not the kind of hope that like pumped me up to like run my head into the wall, right? But the kind of hope that I can really wrap action around. I can really rethink and think about how to sustain good teaching as I go back to the classroom. Joanna brings that not only to the show, but you know, in that piece, reading it this week, you know, it reminded me as we go back that we have so much to offer, and that you know, it's our experiences that make us greater. And that's not to say change isn't necessary, but that's to remember that it's happening both on the ground and in the system. And so, you know, there are a lot of veteran teachers out there with a lot that we can all be listening to. So find them, connect with them, and figure out what's going to work in terms of making it very human in every way in the spaces that we go back to in the next couple of weeks.
Well, you think about that, and Joanna, you guys point this out very early. Why did we go into teaching? We went into teaching as that calling. And when people go like, what do you mean a call? That sense of going like, we want to make a difference in the world, typically in the lives of children, the lives of communities, or in communities. Well, that's that human condition that you're talking about, that human connection that's there. And we go, boy, if I was back, you know, why did I originally become a teacher? I wanted to become a teacher to have connections, human connections. And as you said, it was funny when you went through all of those things, you started going rapid, 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 rapid. And it's like, it induces stress and you're like going, my goodness. Right. And yeah, for people to hear that, it's like, wait a minute. No, slow it down. Let's take some time. We're about to come back to school. As we come back to school, let's recognize the reason we got into teaching was to make those connections, to make the world a better place. So, Joanna, you got the last word here.
Well, I'll always say, just like with my students, if I'm working with the student and I don't feel like I have the solution to just apply to them without engaging with them, without connecting with them and finding out, you know, I find out from them. That's kind of this, and saying like, our teachers really are our jewels in this system right now. Let's find out truly from them what is needed and believe them and trust them that they can go into this school year recognizing that they're part of the solution, that something's not going to be put upon them, but that things are going to be called out from them. And I just know that, you know, again, to support us, we can't go into it being like, oh my God, it's going to be terrible. There's all these, you know, there's not enough teachers and class sizes are going to be huge. Right there then, if leaders are saying that, we're not setting up the best conditions for human functioning for everybody who is present. I look at the gifts in my students that's what I'm looking for. And that's why we have harmony, balance, we go deep, we enjoy our experience, and we're truly connected. It's not an act.
My goodness, it sounds like agency. It sounds like the connection. It sounds like a real professional, oh my goodness, teaching, the connections, learning. Joanna Rosato, man, busted pencils. As we say, thank you fully for busting pencils tonight. Johnny Lupinacci, thank you for co-hosting. L.A. Tom, thank you for calling in. Love doing the busting pencils every week. Make sure you join us next week. We're going to dig a little bit deeper into this thing we call teaching and learning.